This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Number one, I live in fear of unexpected mayonnaise.
It looks like pus. It's so gross.
Number two, being rejected. My parents divorced when I was five, and my dad moved away. And he died a few years ago. And we were close by letters and phone calls for my childhood. And then we became estranged when I was in college. Ultimately, he had expectations that I wasn't meeting, and I didn't know how. I think maybe I wasn't as appreciative as he wanted me to be. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'll ever know. I mean, I won't know now because he's dead. Number three, airports. Number four, teenagers. I've written about this and posted it on Instagram, and actual teenagers will accuse me of being ageist. But I've always been afraid of them before I was a teenager, while I was a teenager. But every once in a while, a few of them will come to my events, and I feel like they're judging me. I'm not cool enough. Number five, not being special. You know, I get compliments on my art. You know, people will say things like, oh, this is cute. And that's like the least special thing you could say about anything. You know, you can call anything cute. Anything. I identify as the Enneagram type 4. And how I knew I was a four is because the strongest fear of a four is getting up on stage, reading their deep personal poetry, and having someone say, oh yeah, that sounds like something that I've done. That's very, very scary for a four. Number six, accidentally plagiarizing. It's happened to me twice, and it is a horrible experience. I drew something almost exactly that a much more famous illustrator had already done. And, oh my gosh, all of these people tagged her. And then I saw that she blocked me, and I used my other account to realize she had posted about it, and it was really just the worst feeling. And then a couple months later, it happened again with the same illustrator. And if I were her, I would definitely think that I was doing it intentionally. But I didn't. Number seven, carbon monoxide. Number eight, my best friend meeting her soulmate before I do. Number nine, my mom dying and having no family left. My mom is a golden angel. She's just absolutely lovely. I can't imagine that anything will be worth anything after she dies. I can't imagine that life will have any meaning. Number 10, being too boring or too much work for my therapist. My name is Mari Andrew, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Mari Andrew is a writer and illustrator living in New York. All this week, 10 Things That Scare Me is talking to women artists we love. Mari made a picture of her fears for us. You can see it on our Instagram, at 10thingspod. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I lost the chance to get really close to my dad. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.